Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
Father, speak to us this morning. Bless us. Cause us to grow in all things into you. Enlighten us, change us, transform us. In the name of Jesus, let your word come forth like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And may we be truly fed by the very words that come from your heart. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. All right, let's read from Luke chapter 8 and from verse 46. I'm going to take, I'm going to read three portions of scriptures. Let's start from Luke chapter 8, verse 46. Thank you, Lord Jesus. If you have it, just put it up there. So this message is titled, How to Gain Victory in the Spiritual Realm. And Jesus said, somebody has touched me. For I perceive, and I want you to look at that word perceive, that virtue, power, has gone out of me. Second scripture, Acts chapter 3 and verse 12. And when Peter saw it, he answered unto the people, you men of Israel, why marvel you at this? Or why look ye so earnestly on us? As though by our own power, and I want you to consider the word power, or holiness, we have made this man to walk. Third scripture, Matthew chapter 11 and verse 20. Matthew chapter 11 and verse 20. Then began he to upbraid the cities wherein most of his mighty works, and I want you to consider the word mighty works, we are done because they repented not. Finally, let us take Acts chapter 1 and verse 8. But you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the utmost part of the earth. Now, this is the first part of a series we are going to be taking. How the spirit realm works and why certain things may obtain here. Certain rules may apply here, but not apply on the other side. I'm going to explain some of those things to you. Because as a church and as a people, information is power. And when you are spiritually intelligent, beyond the basic level, you know, I was looking at a particular report this morning online. I was analyzing something very early in the morning. It was an academic report. And the report stated this student has basic understanding of the foundation concept. Student needs to become grounded in the more advanced concept. It was in economics. It was that course was in economics. Say he needs to familiarize with economic concepts, demand and supply. There are some concepts that are very central to the subject of economics. So what is the person who prepared that report saying? If you are given 50 questions to answer, if you are very lucky, maybe 10 out of 50 questions may reflect the simple concepts, the easiest things that you are expected to know. But you see, as you move from question 15, 18, 20, 25, they will start testing advanced concepts. The problem we have in the church today is that people want to settle for the very simple concept. You can go out on the street and you can see a billboard. How to deal with depression. How to battle with identity crisis. There's nothing wrong with that, but this is a church, not a psychiatric clinic. Or what do you call that? Your kind of psychology center where they run you through some tests. There's nothing wrong with that. I'm just saying that if the situation is that bad, that is to let you know that pastors have become psychologists. But if what is wrong with you is nothing within the work frame or time frame of mental disorder, if your challenge is on level 1, on level 5, but the person attending to you only understands the basic concept in level 1, that means he will be administering wrong treatment to you and become confused why you are not getting better. The reason why we are taking this series is so that not only should we know more, but we should become grounded and understand what it takes to operate at those higher levels. And let me tell you, you are not too young to step into those things. And my prayer is that as we take this series, it will be a blessing to you. Now, the word that was used for power in the scriptures we just read is the word dunamis. And please, I want you to take note of that. The word is dunamis. And that is very significant. Because as we go ahead in this series, I will explain to you how that we have different types of power. Let me see if I can quickly run through them, because you can see that I didn't come down from this. It's deliberate. Because I want to stay with mine. I have a note today. In the scripture, there are at least 4 types of power. That, at least 4. But these are the popular ones, and I want you to write them down. The first type of power that you will find in the scripture, they are all transcribed as power, but in the original translation, you'll find dunamis. Dunamis is explained as what? Inherent power. Inherent power or latent power. Number 2, exousia. Exousia is authorized power or authority. Number 3, we have ischus. Ischus is I-S-C-H-U-S. Ischus. Ischus means muscular strength. Like the kind of power given to Samson. Ischus. So, if Samson and Jesus were to be standing together, if the problem warranted lifting the gate of the city, Jesus will not do it. He will just call the brother and say, I gave you this anointing last year. Go and do your work. Let every department do their work. I think that happens in our offices. When they want to compare you to, you say, no, but there's a department in charge. Because the authority the authority has been given to them. So it's called ischus. Raw power. You see, and if you have ischus, it does not mean you will have muscles. If you go to the gym Because God told you that he has given you excuse, you are making a mistake. Because that Samson was not a huge person. If he was a huge person, nobody would be surprised at the things he was doing. They will feel, oh, it's because he's muscular, he has a very strong build. But when you see someone, let's say someone like my son, lifting the gate of the city and chewing stick while doing it, then you will know that God has visited men, because you know the boy, you are there at his naming, and you did not expect him to be able to do that. So that's Iscus. And we'll talk about it some other time. Then we have Kratos. Kratos is Kratos. It's called Dominion Power. This is one of the highest. Dominion Power. Do you know what Dominion Power is? Dominion Power is when you are watching wrestling. Have you seen when a situation where a wrestler, for those of you who watch wrestling, or those people who normally fight behind your house there, when somebody pins somebody to the ground and uses one hand to hold him there, and the person cannot break free? Have you seen a similar situation, something like that? He just holds him there with one hand or with one leg, and the guy is unable to break out of that. It's called dominating power. That one, you need it. It's called dominating power. Anytime God uses it, that power demobilizes all other powers around it. It's not the kind of power that is in force and you are thinking, I will also tell you what. The moment that power is at work, every other power will fail. It causes other powers to fail. And this was the power that was used in raising Jesus from the dead. Hallelujah. So we're going to take a dive into some of these things when we look at the structure of this supernatural realm. You don't want to miss it. So let's take a dive into dunamis. Today I just want to focus on dunamis. A part of dunamis, then I will give you some practical applications. For those of you those of us who are in the prayer team, you already had the first message. You have heard the first message this morning. So there are some things you only hear in the prayer team. If you want to be hearing those things, come and join us. And if you are led, see Yvonne. Amen. So, inherent power. What is inherent power? When you say someone has inherent power, what does it mean? Inherent power is power that naturally exists within a person, object, or thing. Power that exists within a person, an object, or thing. Please pay attention. It is built in, not borrowed. Are you with me? It is what? It is built in. Not borrowed. Do you know a good example of this type of power would be an inverter battery? Are we together? An inverter battery. So you don't, the capacity, the strength, the weight, it comes in with it. All you have to do is just install it and use. But you see, there are two indices for understanding dunamis. Number one is that you have this power within you. Number two is that the power is also latent. So there is what? Inherent, and there is latent. And please, you need to understand, because this, your understanding must rest on two legs, on two feet. There is inherent, there is latent. Inherent means that this power will be built inside of you like a capacity. The other is that the power is latent, which means it is naturally inactive. The way the power is built, it is built by default to be what? Inactive. Please pay attention. And I think those of us who understand, who are in the sciences, physics, will know some of these things. It's inactive.
Or another word for latent is unused power. Please, I want you to write all these things down. Unused power. So you have this anointing, this unction on you, but you are not using it. But it's there. Are we good so far? So it is inactive, unused power that exists in potential. Potential energy. Now, when you hear dunamis, 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 you are almost tempted to feel this is great power. Yes, it is. But its default mode is what? Inactive. Because there are two aspects of dunamis. Number one is that it is inherent power. Number two is that it is latent. Unused, inactive, but what? It is built inside of you. That is, I'm speaking from the Greek rendition. What I'm sharing with you is Greek rendition of the word dunamis. Also put this down. Inherent ability or power residing in a person or thing by virtue of his nature, which means that it is not a plug-in. How do I explain this one, Brother Pat? Please, who can help us here? It is not a plug-in. How can we say this one to make it easy? It is not derived. Any other? Like an app. Does that? A plug-in is. No. We need to be as simple. It's something that you can add or connect to a software to make it develop greater functionality or carry out certain activities with ease. Instead of going through several, processes, it cannot be fully optimized and it can carry out those functionalities. But let us leave it as plug-in, since we don't have the Hebrew word or the Yoruba word for it. But plug-in, you plug it in. Are we good so far? So you can see we have some people here who know physics. They will explain that aspect to you. These are not the days when you will say, I know who I serve. You must go to school, because when we start using some of these words now, you will be angry and you won't know that it's because of plugging. So did you say? Like a? Yeah. So, it's like a stone, a very large stone, that has the force that when you apply force to it, can hit a target and break that thing. But it is by nature inactive. It is by nature at rest. But it is called dunamis, from where we get dynamite. Dynamite by nature is like a very playful thing, You can even tie two ropes and be skipping with it. Until someone puts fire on one end. Then it is no more a skipping rope. Or if my young children here don't know dynamite, they know banger. So it is deadly, powerful, but can be inactive. And that is the state of many Christians. Many Christians are extremely powerful, but inactive. Again, this is the first part of a series on understanding the structure of the supernatural realm and how to gain authority in that realm. So, let us consider again Acts chapter 1, verse 7 and 8. Acts chapter 1, verse 7 and 8. Now, based on this understanding, I want us to read this. I'm sure we all know Acts 1:8, right? But it shall receive power. But based on this understanding, let us now read. You will now find out why and how possible it could be for the Holy Spirit to fall on 120 people, but not all of them were active for the Lord. And Jesus said to them, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father has put in his own power. Just ignore that word, power. Verse 8. But you shall receive what? You shall receive dunamis, inerrant and latent power, after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And what happens next? You shall be what? Witnesses. Unto me in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and on the utmost part of the earth. Now, please stay on this scripture. Jesus informed them that they would receive dunamis. And the nature of dunamis is that it is what? Inherent and latent. Inherent meaning that the power will be resident in them, built in like an inverter battery. Which means the power is part of the nature of that person. Oh, you are not catching it yet. I said that power is not an external thing from you. The moment God gives it to you, it binds itself to your nature. That power becomes a part of your being, Fatima. It becomes a part of your being, Sister Remy. The way you can mentally tell yourself, look right, and your head turns, is the way you can use that power. Are you getting it? That ability binds itself to your, it's like an armor. It becomes part of you. You can deploy that power if you understand it. You can have a very powerful application on your laptop, computer, and you only use 10% of it. Cut and paste, join, render. Right? That's what the customer needs. That's what you need. Who has time for effect? You can do that. You may even have a software that can help. Just tell it what you want. It will write all the Python script and whatever instead of praying. Why is this? Holy Ghost. Hey, don't pray again. Use this software to give you the code. This ability, because Jesus said, you will receive it. And how you will receive it is when the Holy Ghost does what? When John said, I saw the Spirit of God descending upon him like a dove. Jesus was being baptized in the Holy Ghost. Forget all those people that said he made a one bed with clay. He now gave life to Oga. Before Jesus got to John, where he was baptized, he didn't have power. He was the Son of God. He didn't have power. So forget all those ancient texts. Say he used clay. Which clay? Is he a potter? Say he made clay. The thing now started. Okay, well, I know God can do all things, but that one is not in the Bible. But I agree with you, he can do all things. Look at the way the Holy Spirit alighted on him. Because when we want to describe baptism, we must have the law of first mention. In the New Testament, let's reference Jesus. Like a dove. Do you know how a dove comes, rest on your ceiling panel? Not, it doesn't just jump on you like something that missed its road. Huh? You can see the wings. It alights gently. Which means you can be given something and not know you have it. Are you with me? You can have something that can change a nation, change a family. And you will not know. Simply because your sister who was also in that meeting and received something, that day that she received it, she fell under the anointing. And you try to squint your eyes, bend your head, twist yourself, and you still did not fall under the anointing. I came to tell you that this power does not necessarily respond to dramatics. And yet, it would have bound itself to your spirit. The scripture says, through knowledge shall the just be delivered. You cannot operate in what you don't know. Hallelujah. Are you with me? Are you with me so far? I want you to know that there is latent power already. Already. And this power, this thing we call dunamis, is more forceful than exousia. And as we take on this series for the next few days, you will find out the difference. There is something else you need to observe here, that the word dynamite is from the word dunamis, dynamo, which means that unless triggered by fire, come on now, are you seeing here? That dunamis can only be triggered by what? Fire. I don't know if somebody is with me. Are you still here? What I'm putting in your hands now is something that you can take the next 3 months and fine tune. By the time you come out, they will know that someone else has emerged. Fire is what the nature of dunamis. A spiritual life on fire. Come on, are you with me? A spiritual life that is on fire. Not a spiritual life that makes excuses when it can't fast. Not a spiritual life that seconds a personal relationship and devotion, daily devotion to the Lord. You don't make excuse and say, I will pray tomorrow. You know why you are doing it. You have gone past the place of being encouraged to do it. You wake up in the morning, even from the sound of your voice, the heavens knows that a passionate person has woken up. The songs that you sing reflect that this is a man that has knowledge. You can hold your tambourine and be singing, Lord, you are more precious than silver. Lord, you are more costly than gold. Lord, you are more beautiful than diamonds. There is nothing I desire that compares to you. Let me tell you, a life of fire, a spiritual life that is always before the Lord, is a kind of life that can trigger the dunamis. A life that is always on the move for Jesus. A lot of us have been baptized in the Holy Spirit and we can speak in tongues. Yet there is no power. Why? Because if you read Acts chapter 1 verse 8, Jesus said, when this spirit comes upon you, you will become witnesses. There is a dimension of this power that only applies to those who are witnesses of the living Christ. If you have been, this is the month of August, and you just look back, January to date, you have never taken time to intercede for a soul, or to pray for a lost soul, or to lead someone to cry, listen to me, dunamis is far from you. You cannot bend the rules, you cannot bend the condition, it is clearly stated. He said, when this power comes upon you, you will become witnesses. If this power does not push or motivate you, inspire you in the direction of being a witness of the living Christ, you may be lucky here and there to get, but you will not, you will be touching the basic levels. He said you will receive power after that the Holy Ghost, which also suggests to us that you cannot receive dunamis without an impartation of the Holy Ghost. You cannot receive dunamis. You may fast for 21 days and you may still be oppressed and be pregnant. You'll be having dreams and nightmares. Because dunamis is fire. Dunamis responds to fire. Begin to fast and pray. Not because of your problems, but because you want fire. Begin to fast and pray because you cannot afford to be cold. Begin to fast and pray because you know there is something God wants to do with your life that man cannot have an idea about. So you need to wait on Him. You need to worship Him. You must have what you call your spiritual routine. Your spiritual routines. Things that must happen to you and for you and in you. Every time. Things that must happen for you, in you, and through you. Every time. You must have a list of your spiritual routines. You can decide to fast for 3 days. And all you just want to do is just to be close to God. Not that you are far, but to have that sense of revelation that you are actually drawing near to the Lord. The scripture says, if you draw near to me, I, the Lord, will draw near to you. Let me give you some descriptions here. What I'm giving now are the implications of latent power, of dunamis. Number one, it is potential. That means you may have great spiritual power and not know or see it unless it is activated. Number two, responsibility. Having power does not automatically mean that power will change anything. You must learn how to use it. Number three, dormancy. Power can remain inactive, pay attention, due to fear, ignorance, sin, spiritual laziness. Let me repeat. Dunamis can remain what? Dormant, inactive, due to ignorance, fear, sin, or spiritual laziness. And I dare say to you, spiritual laziness have done a better job than sin. Number four, stewardship. Believers are expected to steer up, grow, and use what has been deposited in them. We are talking about dunamis. As a Christian, God expects you to steer up. And we have that very clearly in Jude chapter 1 verse 20. That you must build up yourself in your most holy faith by what? Praying in the Holy Ghost. So when you pray in the Holy Ghost, excuse me, I know we are all equal before God, but we are not equal in power. We are equal before God, but we are not equal in grace. Don't deceive yourself. The person who prays 7 hours, the person who prays often, the person who waits on the Lord, the person who obeys God's word, the person who lives his life by the will of God, is not at the same level with a disobedient Christian. Go and read the scriptures where many said, did we not perform miracles in your name? Did Jesus deny the miracle? He did not. Because the miracles were done in the name of Jesus. One of them was a very great prophet. He said, Lord, he said, I prophesy. In fact, whenever I prophesy, people say to me, go deeper. And I went deeper. Jesus said, I do not know you. Did Jesus deny the power? But Jesus denied the character. The character is the person. He said he doesn't know them. But this power, yes, I think this one is from our headquarters. But you. And what was the allegation Jesus leveled against them? He said, you have not done the will of my Father who is in heaven. Did Jesus say they were not born again? He said, you have not done the will of my Father who is in heaven. Are you doubting that scripture? Do you want us to read it? Or should we just go on? Can we go on? So, I'm telling you that even in heaven, some people will be goats, while some will be sheep. Jesus separated the goat and the sheep on the basis of those who determined the will of God and followed it. As against those who say, it's not everything. You have to use your sense. God gave us common sense. God, no. Everything is common sense. Now you are in the pit. See, God, you don't have to shout when you pray. You can just pray in your heart. God can listen to you. You are right. But I hope you are doing the will of God, though. I hope you know what the will of God is, because the evidence that you have prayed is that God will reveal something to you. The evidence that you have prayed is that God will reveal his mind, his intention. Go about, instead of going this route, call Sister Fatima, she will help you. Instead of praying and fasting, this one does not require fasting, call our friend. Instead of doing this, call John. You know, sometimes you just need an instruction to reduce all this. You want to break down the gate of heaven. Say, today, God must hear me. Instead of last time you broke the gate, it took us a lot of money to fix it. Now, don't pray. Go and meet Fatima. We know you. You are always breaking things. Some people, when they get your God, say, the breaker. God will heal them. They break things easily. It doesn't take them time. Holy Ghost breakers. Before you marry a man, check him very well. If it's in the category of breaking things, you must test. Please, you people should remind me I want to talk about 7 red flags in a Christian man you must not overlook before you marry him. 7 red flags. Big ones. Oh. Then I will give you 14 for women. Man of God, did you see that when I say 7 for men, everybody was calm? See how I psychologically programmed all of you. Okay, your own will be 3. Share people are happy now, it will be 3. Now let's talk it. Let's take this home. Part of the scriptures we read when we started this message was about the woman with the issue of blood that touched the hem of his garment. And the scripture said to us, let's put up that scripture if you still have it. That's Luke chapter 8, verses 45 and 46. And when she touched Jesus, our Lord responded and said, "Who touched me?" Now, this captures the idea of dunamis so perfectly. Because Jesus was not the only one that was in that environment. Look at that scripture. Jesus said, "Who touched me?" And everyone denied. They denied. Peter said that they that were with him said, "Master, the multitude." See people, Baba. Don't they talk? There are some things you say. Just look, man of God, let us undo your PA, like your itinerary. Don't worry. You just focus on ministry. Huh? Don't be asking all these kind of things. We have 15,000 people here. We will undo those ones in the overflow 1, overflow 2. That's the kind of thing Peter likes. Why somebody beside him was getting healed. Somebody beside Peter was getting healed. Peter was thinking, "Please, hello, 12, protocol, left, overflow 3. Yeah, okay, report, over and out." That's the kind of thing Peter likes. Come to church, forget that you are also a member. Even if you are in the protocol, should you stop praying or listening? Peter said, "Abel, give me that scripture." He said, "Look at the paper. We are having crowd control challenges. Today, we have overflow. We have rented chairs." Pastor, stop talking like that. He said, "And you are asking who touched me. You are making it look like we are not working." Doesn't that make sense? Please, you need to be encouraging. The way you talk sometimes, I know you are encouraging. Encourage the ushers. Look at all these people. Say that, why are they, who touched me? In other words, you did not arrange the church where. In other words, you should have, I told you to come by 7. You came by 7. See now, somebody is pushing me. Somebody pushed me. Yeah, it's who touched me. We are not asking because of that one. Jesus later told us in verse 46. He said, come on, quickly, move. He said, "I felt power. I felt virtue. Somebody touched me." I know there are many of you here. He said, "But somebody touched my spirit. Somebody activated something and pulled it out. Somebody with a faith. Somebody with a faith." That is one of the strong triggers. Oh, for dunamis. Faith triggers. Come on, are you with me? You may be in the same house with a prophet. Oh, please, I beg you. You may know your friend as someone that is gifted in a particular area. Don't commonize that area of her gift. Because the moment you commonize that area of her gift, she cannot bless you there again. She cannot bless you. You wake up in the house with somebody, you see the person dress up, wear a shirt, wear his tie, and you just assume that, is he not yummy? That area of his gift cannot bless you. Because of the era of commonization. Jesus said that he had power. But one woman responded with her faith and touched it, and the power not only became activated, it followed the woman. Jesus did not tell the woman, "Be healed. 12 years, 12 years of vision. Oh, Holy Ghost, move, angels, where are you? Move. Go and remove the thing." Jesus did not say that. The desire of the woman and her faith reached down and pulled her healing. She pulled it before Jesus knew what was happening. She did not even... there was no need for permission. No level for second level authorization. 2FA, 3FA. There was nothing like that. The moment she reached down with that faith... Your faith is powerful, sir. I say your faith... You are not as weak as you think. That woman was not a pastor. She was not a prayer warrior. She was just a regular person like us. If she can do it, you can. I say you can. You can reach deep today and pull out that miracle. You can reach deep today and pull out your husband. Hey! You can reach deep today and pull out your wife from the heart of Jesus. You can reach deep today and pull out your next job opportunity. And pull out your next business opportunity. And pull out the next season of your life. Because faith is a requirement for dunamis.
You have to see it. You have to see it. You have to see it. You have to see it.
Dunamis must be clearly displayed, evident before your eyes. If not, you can't steer it, you can't touch it, you can't move it, you can't activate it. The power was always there. Jesus had the power. Familiarity and proximity to Jesus in that Peter. One woman came once, she found it. Are you seeing the enemies of dunamis? Are you seeing the enemies of dunamis? Are you seeing them? Are you seeing how familiarity can hinder you? I refuse to be familiar. I refuse to be familiar with God's presence. I refuse to be familiar with the gifts of God around me. I must not become so familiar that I cannot see the grace of God upon Pastor Tokwe. I must not become so familiar that I cannot see the grace upon Tina. I must not become so familiar that I cannot benefit from the grace upon Fatima. I refuse to be familiar. The senior pastor of the church missed it. A church member got it. Peter missed it. A church member got it. God is no respecter of persons. You must understand that the realm of faith, God is no respecter of. Listen to me. The woman reached out. She reached out. To reach out means you reach out. You stretch your hands. If I may but touch. That reaching out may be an instruction. Take 100,000. Go and give that brother. You will not see 100,000 naira in the Bible. But the moment you stretched, that was where the Holy Spirit was leading your hand. From First Bank to his GT account. Even if he likes, he should not tell you thank you. If he likes, he should block you. So you're not telling it was a mistake. You wanted to send to Kemiolo, you sent it to Kemiolo for, in case a mistake, may that mistake remain like that forever. I was working in the bank, in Oshoni Bank. A client came to my office. Her name is Olufumilola Ajayi. The name of my teller is Olufumilola Ajayi. Sorry, who is who among you? Can you imagine such coincidence? Same name, same. And she signed her check. She brought a check. Olufumilola Ajayi. The person who signed and approved the check was also Olufumilola Ajayi. When they brought it to me, before I did, I said I started to enjoy it. Because this is a once in a lifetime experience. I realized there are people that bear my name as all that is as it sounds. I saw some of them in Egypt. Egyptian people bearing Shafe. Glory to God. The day I leave, I travel to the UK or US, I will go and take that sputum test, where they would, I want them to trace where I really came from. I saw a lot of them in Egypt on Facebook. I said, wow, this one now in Bo, but me, I black. My God. That means there's whiteness in me. Amen. Go and check your own, though. Maybe not Sudan. Oh, go and check your own, though. Maybe not Cape Verde. Amen. If you are Cape Verde, you're okay. Amen. This is one of the seven practical ways to activate dunamis. What did I call it? Faith. Are you blessed? Now, the subject of faith is now a big problem because the general assumption of the Christian, any Christian, is that he has faith. If you ask anyone, do you believe? You say, Lord, I believe. Huh? But faith is not dormant. Living, active. So if you say you truly have faith, why are you like this? Faith moves. And this thing, it seems that we cannot really talk about faith without talking about the laws in physics. Because physics has a way of explaining faith practically. How can I say that I'm a man of faith? and I'm stationary. No faith projects. Nothing God ever challenged me to do without any assurance that anything serious will come out of it. Do you know that you may be having a challenge in your life now simply because God has seen that you have refused to grow. So he wants to compel you. So he will not answer your prayer until you rise up and say enough. If you step out of this church and your foot hits the staircase, they have come. They have come. They came to church. They waited for me. They knew I was. These people. Brapat. No. He has gone. Pastor Tokwe, something happened just now. Can you pray for me? See, I hit my foot against a stone. Pastor Tokwe, because he wants to go. Eternal Rock of Ages in the name of Jesus. Then when you get home, they pressed you at night. Maybe you called me, you could not reach me. You called my wife. Pastor, this is not every case, so, because somebody will think it's not about you. Yesterday, I hit my foot. They now came in the night. They pressed me. Pastor, we prayed. As you are going to walk that morning, two stones together, and you saw it, and you fell, and people started, sorry, sir. You've never fallen like that in VI, where people at the bus stop now rushed to, oh my God, you need to see what has happened to us in our life. This is my short life. When you worry, you will not even know where you just, you know, there's on those sidewalks, some of those sidewalks have like gaps. You just see people, are you okay? Say, where is your office? Says that one. Take it easy. They'll start encouraging, don't worry, you're okay. They'll help you rub your body. Say, thank you. If you are lucky, they have not stolen your phone. If you are lucky, your phone is still with you. Then you notice that every time you came to pray, the problems persisted. My sister, God is saying at this junction, he will compel you to grow. So you will now rise and say, no more. The scripture says in the book of Isaiah, it said, when you have grown fat, you will break the yoke of your neck. Some things can never be taught in the classroom. You will be thrown into a real life. You will be crying. God will say, my son, be patient. My son, be patient. My son, be patient. Say, this is your patience. No, get it. He said, no. When patience has done its perfect work, we will release you. The door will just open by itself. Say, God, Holy Ghost. Then when you now start in the future, your organization, your company now has branches in the UK, US. Somebody now wants to interview you for 30 minutes to know your secret. You are a joke. You want to interview me for 30 minutes to know my secret. At my age, I was able to scale. Do you know what happened to people at my age? They gave up. How many people can stay on one thing for 7 years and all God is telling you is wait? Or even ignoring you. Silence. If you are not trained, you will be patient with yourself and patient with God. Did you hear what I said? You'll be patient with yourself and patient. Because when anybody asks you, bro, maybe you should try Uber. Because now they don't know what to do with you again. Every time we pray, even the pastor is not seeing anything concerning you. God is the one responsible for your challenge. It's not the devil. And God says, when patience has done its perfect work, patience will now say, yeah, go. By that time, you will be ready. Eh? Capacity is not only in the things you have read. It's in your muscle. When you tell people, be patient, it's experience that is talking. Say, don't worry. The house will come. The car will come. You are already calculating, if I can do this thing, because you sold an item yesterday for 50,000. You now say, if I can sell this thing 50,000, like every day, for 3 months, pick your calculator. Pa, 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 pa. You wanted to shout. You thought that is how people make progress in life. The next day, nobody will ask you what you are selling. Then the next day, you sell again. Then later, you start becoming humble because you now realize that The way of man is not in himself. Your own job is to open your shop. God will determine. So don't kill yourself, my brother. Rest. It's not that deep. Eh? It's every time. Send email. Call heaven. Send email. High priority. On top. Oh, God, calm down. This thing now 7 years old. You go wait. Say no. My God. They say for now. Faith is the substance of. I was the one that wrote the book. You can't quote my book to me. Say, God, 2024, suggested and recommended that the analysis for the covariance. Okay, you will be here for long. You see, this is your energy. This energy is a sign you are not ready. Did you see our brother, Father Abraham, after God finished with him? He was calm. Did you see him shout when Isaac came? He just said, your name shall be called Isaac. Before then, utter. You have not given me a child. This is my season of manifestation. The breaking forth. Hey, Holy Ghost. God, see. Come, what's the problem? You just choke everywhere with sacrifice. Say, give me child. Give me child. I would have married a second wife. Now you say, make her, give me child. So I will give you child. Say, when? God did not answer. Ah, what kind of joke is this? Okay, bless my servant. He said, I will not bless him. Are you wicked or just deliberately doing this thing? Give me child. Oh yeah, let's do covenant. Why they were doing covenant? He slept off. God was the one that started and finished the covenant himself. To signify that this promise I made to you, I will be the one to fulfill it in my own time. Tell your neighbor, rest in the Lord. Number two. This is the second point in how to activate inherent power. The power is already in you. You need knowledge. Which is why we are having this session. Knowledge. In Hosea chapter 4 verse 6, the scripture said, my people perish because they lack knowledge. There is always something you don't know. I told my son, I said, look at your mother and I. Look at her. I said, we can decide not to develop ourselves again. I said, but you see us at it. 1 a.m. 1:30. That is if we are not asleep. You will see us maybe talking about something, looking, reviewing something. You will not know we are married. Reviewing something. What is this? This one, I don't know this one. She will say, look at this one. Okay, what do you think? I know. Change this one. Do this one. 5 a.m. I'm in front of my system. Even when you want to sleep, the way you woke up, you cannot sleep again. You are already seeing the code. You are already seeing things you need to quickly adjust. You did not plan to. You just wanted to go there for 10 minutes quickly and do that thing. Everybody woke up and met you on that system. Those of us in the tech space, UI, US, video editing, you remember how many times you just say, let me just quickly edit this thing, then go and shower and come back. And you are there for hours, Abby, till in the afternoon, till late afternoon. Then you answer, oh, girl, you never brush, oh, never. Thank God you are alone at home. Knowledge is very important. And when I speak of knowledge, I talk about spiritual knowledge, the word of God. What you know can change your life. This thing I'm sharing with you is to give you confidence. Is to give you assurance. You may be the person cleaning the restroom. There is power. The power, the same quality that Jesus promised Peter. The same quality of power that he gave to them on the day of Pentecost. Dunamis! That is what you have. And Jesus did not wait for you to ask. The moment you are filled with the Holy Ghost, you had it. But you must know how to steer it up. Recommendation. Study the scriptures on the power of the Holy Spirit, the gifts of the Holy Spirit, your identity in Christ, those kind of topics. carry those studies out. The person of the Holy Spirit, the teaching ministry of the Holy Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit, the gift of the Spirit, your identity in Christ. Because awareness precedes activation. Awareness precedes what? Activation. Awareness, spiritual awareness, precedes activation. You are not as weak as you think. Number three. Stir it up. Fan it into flame. You know, in those days, some of you will know a bit about this. Some of us who have parents who are very, you know, old school spiritual people. You will know a bit about some of this. Especially if your parents are very traditional Christians. You see, some of these are our old pastors and old prophets. Before they pray for the sick, or sometimes they are just somewhere in the house alone, you'll just be hearing some very weird songs. The songs that we don't sing often in church, you'll be hearing, Arewa, told you Arewa, Lord. He wants to pray for sick. Oh, Lola, told you, oh, Lola, Lord. Ni Jesu, Baba, mi agba. Shononi, okpe at. Now, this is our man of God I'm talking. He wears white cassock. So as he's singing it, you will see him the way he'll be dancing. As if he's just having fun. No? He might even be sweeping one part of the church premises. But he's singing, Ni Jesu, Baba Hami Agba. Shononi. The man will leave that ground where he was sweeping or arranging something. Step on the pulpit and you will see the power of God flowing. And you'll be wondering, I saw that man cutting the grass for hours. I saw him fixing that engine for hours. Maybe it's a mechanic. I saw him in front of a because he has learned the art of tearing up the gift. And worship, heartfelt worship, is one of the powerful ways to tear up the gift. Stir up the gift. Fan the flame. Fan it into flame. In 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 6. Very quickly. 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 6. Ali marakadobo sotelia. Stir it up, stir it up, stir it up, stir it up, stir it up. Wherefore I put you in remembrance that you stir up. You have a responsibility to stir up. You can be powerful, but the nature of dunamis is that it can be latent. It's quiet, it's just there. You may be second guessing yourself all your life. You may never know how powerful you are. You may never know. You will get to heaven. When they show you what they knew you to be, you will weep because you didn't even fulfill 1%. I am here to tell you, you are not as weak. Whatever man has told you about yourself is a lie. There is more to you. See, I have come to put you in remembrance. Brother scripture. That you stir up the gift of God, which is indeed by the putting of God. Now, this scripture establishes that spiritual things can be transferred by the laying of hands. But can I tell you, you will still need to stir it up. I can lay my hands on you and you receive the gift of prophecy or the gift of the word of knowledge or the gift of word of wisdom. That one allows you to see the future. But you must remember to ask me, Pastor, what do you do when you are alone? So I can give you a long list. Part of the list is that there are songs I don't subscribe to. Because my soul is easily contaminated by music. So I don't subscribe to some songs. There are some that may just be funny. I don't subscribe to Beyoncé, Jay-Z, and their community. I don't subscribe to Christian entertainers. I'm talking about this anointing. You can do what you like. I don't subscribe to, because for me, music is a transport system. If you run a hotel business, please, by all means, be doing your kulubele wherever it is. It's fine. But because people need to feel whatever the, you know, you people doing your business. But as far as finding God is concerned, which is more important to me, there are some Christians, some of these popular people that are always in concerts, you know, I don't need you. Because the unbelievers are even doing a better job. So I don't need you to make me happy. It's either I want to look for God or I look for man. You can't be in the middle. So I don't want you. I don't want a Christian businessman in my, a Christian musician in my life. Run your business, make your money. I don't need you. Me, I want to find God. That is because of this anointing. It's not because I don't want to be wayward. So when I lay hands on you, remember to ask for the list, checklist. If not, that thing may be there, but it will be dormant. You cannot carry a particular anointing and hate the principle upon which that anointing rests upon. You cannot request. Oh. The anointing that you got, the person was fasting 21 days every 3 months. You now have a revelation. It's not by works of righteousness. The only thing is that the man did not tell you that the moment he laid hands on you, even the kingdom of darkness knew that somebody else now has that type of anointing. So they'll be coming after you. Meanwhile, you cannot take your stomach for one day, but you want to take nations. You must learn how to stir up the gift. Let me give you a few ways, popular ways you can stir up the gift. Number one, you can stir up your gift by prayer, especially by praying the Spirit. And I recommend, learn how to pray in the Spirit even if you are at the office. Learn how to pray in the Spirit under your breath. Learn how to step away briefly sometimes from the company of people, go to a walk a distance, and just allow yourself to express yourself. Pray and hear yourself pray. The scripture says, pray with all manner of prayers. There are all types of prayer. God says, use them. If you are confused about a matter, your boss is asking for your opinion on a matter, just ask for a moment, pray in the Spirit. And when you pray in the Spirit, don't second guess God. Keep an open mind. You don't know what he's going to say. Don't lock all the doors and leave only one open, because that's where you want God to come from. Because you want him to say, yes, we should go ahead. You now lock other doors. Keep the key in your pocket. So if God is coming, he must follow this door, the door of this project, so that he will say, yes, my children. He will come through the roof. He will not follow that door. Pray in the Spirit. Fasting. Fasting allows your flesh to be easily controlled. Fasting allows you to focus on the Lord without the necessity of, what are we cooking for breakfast? What are we having for lunch? God bless you all our sisters that are still cooking. If I find myself maybe in another life, in your shoes, only my husband and the family member, because me, I will taste that food very well. I will taste it very well. Not just taste it, I will taste it very well. I will eat it, Johnny. And if it makes you happy, can I tell you, tasting the food you are cooking does not break your fast. Yes. 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 And you should be happy, because let me tell you, some people are just religious. They don't know. I came to tell you, if you are cooking for your family members, church is suddenly active. Why is that when people talk about food, everywhere is active? I came to tell you, if you are cooking for your family and you mistakenly tasted the stew or whatever, that you see, you did not plan to fast. That's why you quickly say, and I tasted the food. Oh, we know you did not plan to fast. So just sit down, eat, and be happy. And may the Lord give you understanding. if you meant to fast, that salt, whatever it is you tasted, is not enough to stop you. Because you may be on that fast for 21 days. What was that? If you have ulcer, or you are managing ulcer, you can have small breaks in between because of your health. You now allow a doctor's report and now you feel rob you of the power and the blessing that comes from fasting. be wise now. God is not a brutal Lord. It's not a killjoy. God is not brutal in the use of his power. God always looks at the heart. First! You may be in my house and I'm fasting for 3 days and you'll see me eating and you will not know. And you'll be like, ah, sir, I'll be waiting on the Lord. You'll be confused because you saw me eat that afternoon. I may not be fasting from food. I may be fasting from TV. Because I'm a visual person. I like watching things. I may be fasting from it. My wife came home some days ago. She said, ah. And I told her, I said the TV was not on throughout the day. She said, eh? Is that possible? I said, yes. First time ever. Band A square will not stop me from putting on my TV. From ATM, I want to know what Arise TV is saying. In case Nigeria, something's happening, that's where you will first hear it. Some other people will not talk. So let me check Arise News. So the TV is on. It won't go off again. Forget about Band A. But when you fast and you thought you are looking at the TV, say, ah, and there's one series. So, and then while you are thinking about it, they debited you 5-5 for Netflix. Say, let me spend my money. So you may be fasting from, you can fast from pleasures. Just eating fruits, 3 days, fruit fast. Fasting has a very weird way of stirring up the power of God. Very weird way of doing it. Meditating on the word of God. And this one is so amazing because the scripture supports it in Joshua chapter 1 verse 8. The scripture supports it. We find scriptures on meditation all through the scriptures. There are so many of these channels on YouTube that play very strong worship instrumentals. And if you have you seen some of them online on YouTube? Some of them 3 hours, 4 hours. It's a lot of time. You can, if you have very powerful home theater speakers and all, just flow with it. And be in that sober mood and just meditating. Take a scripture and chew it like Paco. Just chew it. As you chew it, you pray in tongues. You chew it again. 3 hours. When you come out, God will say, oh, my son, I enjoyed that time with you. Because that was fellowship. Not everything. Shaka, 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 shaka. Oh, God, calm down. You have been talking. You did not even allow us to say anything. So when you do that, you're speaking in tongues. Be quiet. Meditate. While meditating, he will speak to you. Your dunamis responds to spiritual atmosphere. Your dunamis is activated when a spiritual atmosphere is created. You cannot give yourself to the flesh. The disposition of that gift will be weak. Then I already spoke about praise and worship. I was in one meeting many years ago, and that was where I learned the song we normally sing, We Are Forever Grateful. You know, it was from NS Paul. Apostle NS Paul, amen. He used to be a prophet. He's an apostle now. Now, and he was here some years ago, right? Yeah, he was in this church years ago. But you know, he has a very deep way of singing. He has very profound, he sings well. I just said, sing it all your ways. This guy, I had to write the song that I tried to listen. And I'm not even sure even him remembers this song. But we are still singing it here. Because anything that affects your spirit doesn't leave you. If it affects your head, it will go. If it affects your spirit, it will stay. I heard the song just once, and it stayed. Praise and worship. Now, that is all under fanning the flame. Number four, the first point under activation is faith. The second point is knowledge. The third point is stirring it and finding it into flame. The fourth is obedience, stepping out in faith. In my personal experience, I found this to be useful, especially in the area of praying for the sick. I found that there were many times I prayed for people. I didn't really feel any anointing. I didn't feel any spirit moving me. I just prayed by faith. In fact, all the healings I have experienced in my life and ministry, especially in the area of cancer, growths, heart conditions, like hole in the heart and all those things, kidney, I didn't feel anything. I simply prayed by faith. And the person was healed. Almost all the cases of cancer were over the phone, and they got healed. Step out in faith. Spiritual things require faith, and faith means what? Those of us in the prayer team, faith, what did I say about faith? I said there are two aspects to faith. Promise and instruction. God bless you. When you say, I have faith, actually what you are saying is that I have received a promise and there is corresponding instruction to go with it. So, I may need to explain this one afresh, but get the CD from the prayer team. Get it from him, because he remembers. When you say, I have faith, what you are saying is that the word of the Lord has been revealed and we have spiritual material to believe for what we are asking for. We have been given spiritual resource to believe, to be able to receive this thing. In other words, we have received spiritual currency. We don't spend naira in heaven, we spend faith. That means when I look into the word of God, I will find spiritual currency. Once I find it, the USD of whatever they use in heaven, sorry, in the bank of grace, when you find it, this one, you can spend it there. Nobody spend. You have to exchange your naira when going to that country, because you don't spend naira there. When you get the spiritual currency, what it means is that there is revelation. There is an inspiration. You can actually trust God for what you are asking for. And that the instruction needed to make that promise that you receive from God materialize also comes with it. So it's promise plus instruction manual. Let me give you an example. You are trusting God to be married. Then the Lord says, my daughter or my son, I will do as you have asked. Abraham, you will have a son, I promise you. This time there will be no delay. Because that last time, Abraham was dragging God till he slept off. When you know the other man, his grandson, Jacob, that one dragged till they broke his leg. This father, that family, they're always fighting with God, though. You see this thing that is worrying you, this fighting spirit you have, go and check your grandfather, the thing was there. Abraham was upset, he raised an altar. You promised. These people are fighters. They broke his son's waist. God had to break it out of anger. This one, say, this man is too old. If we break it, he will not survive. Oh, you are asleep. That's how God escaped from that man. God made him an assurance and a promise that you will have a child. But there was something God did not tell him. That 1 year before you have that child, 3 men will visit you. If you are the type of person that you are very condescending. Hello? Are you here? You need to hear this one. No? If you are sleeping, wake up in Jesus' name. I said God made a man promise for years. 1 year. You see, the thing with the instruction and some of these things is that they could be very silent. If you don't look very clearly, you won't know God is telling you something. God promised him that night that Eliezer would not be his replacement. And he went home. The wife, nowhere was it recorded that Sarah prayed. She's from America. They don't care about those. If you give me fine, if it's not, fine, if it's okay. The other one I gave is she almost sent me out of the house. So I'm happy in the Lord. The person we born, now picking go bear. Person we no born, now because so. I rest my case in the Lord. Heaven is my goal. when the Lord was going to answer their prayer, he tested their character. Hear me in the spirit. I'm saying something. When you say I have faith, what you are saying is that I have a promise from God. I have clear instructions. That instruction is where your character will be. If God has promised you that you will be a business mogul that whose business and influence will span across the universe, and you are stingy, I assure you, the only industry you will have will be in your bedroom. God tested the character of Moses without telling him. The scripture said that the brother Abraham, father, was in his house and he saw three men. Did he see three gods? He saw three men. For your case, those three men may be Bro Bimbo, Sister Busayo, and maybe Joshua. You might easily, because you don't, anybody that is not from 500 million above, you don't notice them. So, you may look down on them. After all, who is Joshua? He's the future. Yes. Those young children that you are looking at in the church here, give them 10 years. You will realize they have become as tall as you, if not taller. Some of them, you will hear them speak English, you will be ashamed of yourself. You will not ask yourself, sorry, which school did I even graduate from? They did me strong till. You will know in your heart that you did not go to school. You just struggled and you graduated. Because when you heard this once, no be school you go. They just cut paper and wrote certificate on it and gave you. So God may present people to you, and he will not tell you sow into their life. He will not tell you help them. He will not tell you bless them. He will test your character. Before every fulfillment of a major prophecy, your character will be tested. That's what I'm telling you. You want to marry? He will first bring someone so condescending and watch you. He will watch you display like, sorry, Brother Marcos is a very short person. Brother Marcos, are you asking me help? Like, the way you are looking down on him, the brother has been destroyed. You are not saying no or yes. You are just like, he's here. Where's he? Brother Marcos. Brother Marcos, now you are my brother in Christ. You are saying it in a condescending way. Brother Marcos, can you buy my cream? Brother Marcos, I'm expensive. Say, God will do it. Say, Brother Marcos, I better stop playing. Stop playing. Are you coming for prayer meeting? Are you coming for prayer meeting? Pastor said, all of us should come. When Brother Marcos goes to your mom, say, Alpha. Say, the way she condescends, I was finished. I'm sure everyone in our WhatsApp group will know that I came. Yes. People have WhatsApp groups now where they approve and disapprove. God is testing your character. That's the only problem. When those wheels are rolling, everybody is quiet. You see, example, invigilator will not talk. No, you are the only one talking, and you'll be removed for talking. I don't know if you are hearing me or you are laughing, because I am telling you that if this happened to the father of faith, what are you talking about? When David was going to be tested, the man who pursued him to death, he found him in a cave sleeping. And somebody said, fall upon him. Kill him. You have been running all these years. Today, let it end. This battle must end. Your wife will be telling you, honey, this battle, God has given our enemy to our hand. Today, God, see him. Honey, kill him. You'll be like, See, I'm tired of running, I want to have a settled life. Today, Today, we must get a miracle. Kill him! If David had killed that man that day, nobody would even know. Because that place was far away in the desert. They would just announce that they are looking for him. They can't find him. Okay, after 90 days, they will erect a plaque. Yeah, we can't find the king. Who can be king here? Yeah. Let's go and look for David. David will behave like he doesn't know. Just come. Let us mourn our king. He was such a wonderful leader. But that man died. David did not know he was closer to the throne. And the day they, God wanted to test him, no angel spoke. No Samuel, Prophet Samuel. Just David and a sleeping man. And God kept quiet. God didn't say, Shahikabaya, my son, for the Spirit of God say you must exercise caution in all things. For I will bring my will to pass your life. There was no prophetic spirit. There was no worship song of angels signifying that, my son, we have some of those songs our parents used to sing that whenever they sing, you become afraid, like cautious, all those spiritually cautionary songs. Songs about the second coming of Jesus. The day you plan that this week I'm going to Funke's house, the special song that the choir will sing that Sunday is about heaven. It's about a man that turned his back and he died and he went to hell. And he said, I know. On this day that you'll be tested, there will be no sign. Many, many Christians shall be disappointed. And in those days, because I was in that choir, we don't move. Lord, what are you moving for? Hear the message. Who has time for it? Say that choir, they don't like dancing. Didn't you hear the message? Didn't you hear what they were talking about? Why are you dancing? Why are you running? What was there to dance about? On the judgment day, when the Lord shall come, many, many Christians shall be disappointed. Your heart will just be cutting. You will see even us and the pastor, we're going to be crying. God, they are not sure. I say on the day that God will visit David, no announcement. On the day God will visit, 1 year before he visits Abraham, no noise. How would you have assumed that the man that God spoke to, a man of consecration and altar, 1 year to the time, God will not even say anything to him again? Because he was close. As far as God is concerned, that 1 year and the day of the delivery is the same thing. And what did God do? It just came in the form of three men. They did as if they were walking past his house. Abraham saw them. He ran to them. Sir, this is my house. Please come and take water. Let me wash your feet. He said, no, we are in a hurry. I'm Brother Abraham. This is my area. Please come. Sir, hey, go and tell madam that we have guests. Hey, honey, please. I don't like when you just bring people from the church without telling me. See, sometimes I want to rest. You just come, you bring people, they'll stay for money tonight. They'll be eating eat breakfast, lunch, dinner. You will even give me a sup. Look, I am not anybody's slave. If you want to, you can cook for them, you can order for them. I don't like all this. Look, I have my own nature. I don't like problem. How many people do I go to their houses? And you came with the whole committee of elders. You said they wanted to meet somewhere. They couldn't find the key to the house. You now brought all of them to my house. And you did not even call me. I'm bringing 20 people. And I started, hey, you're welcome, sir. Fake smile. You're welcome, sir. I did not see mommy in church today. She's fine. Okay. What of Preshi? Preshi is here where she's eating. What of John? John is sitting there. What of Zacharias? Zacharias is sitting there. Who did there? Look for firewood. Someone that has put on a laptop ready to watch Netflix. You did not give her notice. When to bring the whole village. But that was the day of testing. Do you know the woman could have accused her husband? And maybe her mind said she wasn't even happy. Who knows? But the husband, fantastic attitude. Sir, how are you seeing the country? It is where we thank God. The Lord is doing new things. He engaged them. Not that you give someone food, you now sit down beside him, squeezing your face like. Some people, the way they will squeeze, you won't even be able to eat the food. Like, is there poison inside this thing? You've not seen those kind of people. When you say, come and join me, they met you eating. You now say, come and join. Instead of them to expect themselves, they now say, where's the spoon now? And cup. Hey, Preshi, I'm around. Oh, bring cup and spoon. That big cup, full, add water. Because I will eat very well. The woman is not happy. She just extended courtesy to you. She did not. That's courtesy. She's not expecting you to say, I'm eating. You abusing us? You have to eat, though. My brother, don't eat. The word of God says, put a knife to your throat when you go into the king's house. Oh, you're welcome. My people, you're welcome. Please, this is dessert. After now, we'll move into the main. Okay, you know you're a prophet. Don't eat. This is how they almost took away Daniel's destiny. Don't eat. They cooked for the Lord. No prophetic gift to suggest that Shahikaba, these people must be spiritual. Nothing. All his mind, until the last minute, he thought he was talking to men. Maybe at some point, Brapat, maybe the Lord said something very funny. He said, you just shake us. The other two angels, you look and say, no decorum. You're also a man, you fight. Say, did you see that match? They talk about everything. His prophetic gift did not work. No sensation, no feeling. You know, you always pride yourself that you know things before they happen. Now the prophet is blind. He gave God. He said, when I saw that shot, I knew it was going. They were talking. After God enjoyed himself, because there are some kind of jokes and laughter you only get on earth. You don't get them in heaven. You may not know why God likes your company. It's because of the way he has made you. May I know God likes me? Because there are some jokes you only find with me. I don't imagine it. I just say it and it just keys. God now said, where's your wife? It was when he started prophesying. You know, because God's words are prophecy. When he started speaking, this man you found, the prophesy. The woman laughed and God picked. He said, why did you laugh? He switched and started speaking. Everything God said there was to create the temperature for Isaac. Everything. He just shifted in 1 minute. Pa, set everything. As he was going, he said, you follow me. They got to a junction. Shall I hide from Abraham? The moment God started speaking, I did not say Abraham. I said, man, you behave yourself. All those Igbo smoking behavior. Arrange yourself. Shall I hide from Abraham? You see, one of the ways you will know God is talking is the authority that flows with his words. He said, shall I hide? The moment he said, the two angels moved forward. You are not worthy to stand when I'm talking. Go forward. We are not eating Amala here. You see why I tell you that sometimes you pray, you shout. The reason why you are not experiencing God, you are too casual. You are too casual. He wanted to talk. Two angels moved away. He wanted to talk. Not as God, like he was immortal. They say, no. Excuse. How can you have a driver or a PA? You are in the car. You want to receive a call. He will cross his leg. He wants to be listening. You lift the car. The moment you hear, yes, this matter is a bit sensitive. Just come out. Don't ask for permission. Come out. Disappear. You want to listen, Abby? You want to listen. That's why you are going to get fired. You're a good driver, but your emotional intelligence is low. You're a good PA, but your emotional intelligence. The moment you hear your boss talking as though it's not free and you are there, go out. You want to hear what the Lord is saying. It's emotional intelligence. And it's lacking now. Some people are very good at their job, but that is not there. You just moved. When you see all those things in the Bible, adapt it to your life. And they entered intercessor and versus or intercessor judge mode, where they began to negotiate. If we find 50, he will pass the ball. If I find 50, I will not destroy. Ah, you know this 50. Oh yeah, take the dice. If I find 20, they started negotiating. They negotiated until all he could get out of there was Lot. But the city was destroyed. Who told you can't negotiate? You don't know the power of an intercessor. The day the woman gave birth, no noise. That's how it happened. But God tested his character. Same thing for David. Look through your scriptures, you will find the same thing. Obedience. We'll speak more about this some other time. We have about 7, but let me just give you one more. Spiritual disciplines. Okay, but let me skip that one. Association and impartation. Let me just give you that one. Then we can tie it up. The scripture says in the book of Proverbs chapter 13 and verse 20. Proverbs 13, 20. It says, he who walks with the wise shall be wise. Impartation through association. Elisha walked with Elijah and received the same spirit. When you walk with people of influence, especially if they are spiritual, you must desire, not just, don't desire the stage. Desire the dealings of God upon their lives. When you walk with people like of men of industry, you are in the same business space, your opportunity to meet men of stature in the cement business, Dangote, your $10. When they ask you, what can I do for you? Don't ask for money. I know the temptation is huge. Don't ask for money. Because the moment they give you that amount, the relationship is over. And don't go there and be kneeling down. I've always wanted you to be my mentor. The moment you do that, you are out. No money, no mentorship. You see, this is your sincerity. It will put you in trouble. When you meet people like that, you must have a confirmed exchange value exchange proposition. Oh, I was looking at your website. I noticed and I observed that you guys have this chain, value chain, supply chain. This, but I noticed that in between, there's a gap here because this one now we, from the, I did a few calculations and I noticed this would delay production, I mean the shipment of your goods to the end point by at least 2 days. So I can initiate this that hastens your authorization process. Once the customer requests for the goods online, this will bypass, you will also get a copy of where the approval is being delayed from. So if you have a supervisor or a manager who has kept a shipment order pending for 2 days, it will trigger an alert across internal control, audit, and senior management levels. Say, okay, you know that. Say, yeah. I don't know it. I only saw it. Once he said, can you do it? I'll just call Robin, but say, this is what I told them. Say, over to you, sir. Then I'll let him worry. Say, he will not tell me. Tell me how you told him. I'll tell him again. So, yeah, where's the website? He will go and check. It's okay. Mui, where are you? They mentioned our name somewhere. Where you come? You value exchange. Nobody cares for your, I want you to be my mentor. We are not mentor. At this level, no time for mentoring. Go and listen to my message. Impartation through association. And I tell you, as the Lord continues to elevate you, improve the quality of your network. Are you hearing me? As the Lord continues to bless you, don't start that thing and say, all those people you used to play with under the tree. Leave them so that you can help them. I didn't say stop talking to them. I said, but leave them. If you want to grow, you will not always remain in primary school. When my last son, graduated from primary school, he cried his eyes out. He did not want to go. We begged him. He refused to go. They gave him an award. He said, he will not go. That his friends. I said, they also graduated. He said, no. He cried. He said, no. I mean, Joshua. He cried. I still have the pictures. I wanted to delete it. I saw it again on my iCloud. I said, I will leave it. Any day he tries me, I will weaponize those pictures. I said, see yourself crying. You are crying with Carter. Crying. I don't want to leave my friends. I'm not sure. Do you know? So, do you remember names of your friends in primary school? You still remember? Do you know where they are? He doesn't know where they are. That's how life is. If he's lucky, maybe he will meet one or two of them. If he's lucky. I'm not sure they had yearbook. Did they have yearbook? Graduating. They are too small. They don't need yearbook. Why do you need yearbook? When you get secondary school, give you yearbook. He cried. The way many of us cry, we don't want to walk. If you don't leave that level, you will not be able to help yourself or help anybody. So, promotion is what? Die to one face, be born into another. That's what promotion is. And one of the ways to do that is to choose your inner circle and your network carefully. And I also suggest to you, while doing that, don't let everybody in your inner circle be like you. You are a programmer. Let him be a DevOps engineer. Let this one be a project manager. Let this one be a prayer warrior. Let this one be a spiritual man. Let this one be a finance, whatever. Let this one be a doctor. Let's have a lawyer. And all of us are best friends. Because there are situations you will go through in life. The number of pythons in your head, the pythons you have in your head, and the JavaScript, will not save you. You will need a lawyer, a good one. You need a powerful network. Because as we round up, there's something powerful about your network. Your network can enhance your anointing. I didn't understand this, but initially I first saw it from my study of wolves. When somebody made a statement that the pack is always stronger when they are together. The wolf pack. So when you see a wolf, depending on how angry his opposition, it may run away. But when you see them together, they become very ferocious. Then I looked into the book of Acts chapter 13. Bible said, gathered together were prophets and teachers. And they were worshiping together and fasting in one accord. Worshiping, offering sacrifices. Offering sacrifices. One would take a song there. And when they all sing the song, somebody would take another song there. They didn't have a keyboardist. It was fluid. Somebody will sing in Igbo there, somebody will sing in Hausa there, and they will all sing together 2 hours, 3 hours, and they will dance. It was part of the worship. Then they will pray. Then somebody will raise a psalm, and there was no program. And suddenly the Holy Ghost spoke. Go and read the Bible. Go and read the Bible very well. As long as Paul and Barnabas were together, they were never in prison one day. Go and check. Paul never slept in a prison. The day they separated, go and check for. Paul went to prison so much he can describe. If they say, "Which prison I take you to?" You say, that one no good. Though. I've been there before." Paul will tell you what is in that prison. You don't know how powerful someone like Paul is. Peter, angel came to remove him. Paul's eye is somewhere. You are anointed though. Do you know that Paul was thrown into the, what's that thing they normally do? Those Roman, where they fight. This Spartacus thing that they fight. Like a fight. This fighting thing. And sometimes you are made to fight against a stronger opponent. Sometimes you are made to fight against an animal. And Paul said that he fought against animals. Strong bulls. Say you can preach. So yeah, try your power here. So you can imagine Paul. Paul went to school only to read law. He refused to go to the gym. Go to gym. He said, "No, I know why I am in Christ. Pastor, go to the gym." He said, "No, I have the power of God." Pastor, You may need it. Go to the gym. Start working. And say, I know why I'm in Christ. The power of God. The power of God. Pastor now found himself being confronted by a big bull. And they now raised the red flag. So, Holy Ghost, which way? Holy Ghost is not talking. Holy Ghost, you abandon me. He said, if you die, come home. So you can imagine that weight. Simply because one man. Woo, your company is important. I have seen people that left church. The next time I saw them online, they were wearing micro mini skirt and showing off their cleavage. And I just said, this person was in church for years. We didn't see this part. It was the corporate anointing that was subduing it. The moment that restriction was lifted, you would just be saying, we had a lady in my fellowship that was one of our ushers, very vibrant. And the next time they called me, years after, they said she's on TikTok. She's now an Ifa Wash priestess. A Yeye Oshun priestess or something. And I went on Instagram, on TikTok. I saw her doing like this, She was beckoning to people. I'm not asking you to pray. If you come and in 5 minutes, I don't tell you your problem. Go. I say, my God. Osha. You dare show? Osha. You dare show? She said, if you come, she opened the car. She said, this is how I start my day. She sang some songs. Started doing some things. Put on some traditional work. Calabash. And somebody was doing the camera work. The video work. And she was dancing. She said, this is how we come before the gods. Early in the morning. I said, Osha. I said, this one has gone far. The moment she started going was when we should have gone to grab her. Nobody knew. The same way when God wants to walk in you, many times he will be quiet. He will protect you. He will hide you. Satan did the same thing with that girl. By the time she emerged, it was too late. Your company matters. The day you begin to say you no longer need your company, we know something bad has happened to you. We know. It's not about the church, but it's about your destiny. We have seen it over. The day Judas started having other conferences and meetings with Pharisees, we knew somebody would die, and Jesus died. The day Paul rose up and said, Demas has forsaken me. What did we find? Demas started loving this world. He started wanting to become great in life. And the way he's looking at this Paul is not seeing the big picture. Kenneth Hagin spoke about a woman who was the wife of a pastor who suddenly decided she wanted to be famous. And the Spirit warned her and she refused. The Spirit warned her. And one day Jesus came to her and said, leave me alone. I'm not serving. I don't want to serve you again. Jesus showed Kenneth Hagin the vision and said, this woman will never be saved. She will go to hell. And Kenneth Hagin said, but you're a merciful God. He said, no. I approached her several times. She said, knowingly, with all her knowledge of what the Christian faith represents, she says, I don't want you again. She said, Jesus, I don't want you again. That's one of the things that ticks off the box, sin against the Holy Spirit. When you make some decisions, knowing fully well the implication of those statements or actions as far as scripture is concerned, and you say it not influenced or induced, but you made that statement with your full chest, like, and with clarity of mind. The woman died. Later, physically, she died. Association matters. Don't go anywhere and tell anybody, yeah, eagles soar alone. Sam and eagle soar alone. But before you became an eagle, what were you? Because before the eagle started, what you should have said is that matured eagles. Because the eagles, initially, they have to stay together in the nest. And when the eagle decides to be matured, it's not because it wants to be responsible. It wants to be irresponsible. I want you to know that the summary of what you have heard this morning is that you can observation and practice, know how to steer the gift of dunamis that is in your spirit. And there are several options, but some may work for you more than the other. If you are someone that is given to the ministry of worship, that gift may be steered more when you sing. I know that as long as I'm able to talk, open, there's no bandage over my lips, my mouth, I can steer it. I can tell if I pray for a number of hours, back to back for 7 days, I know the direct implication. But how do you know if you have not even started, if you have not tried it, if you have not pushed yourself to the limit? How do you know? How long? How will Daniel know? This matter is just for one night. I need one night. How will Daniel know? How will Daniel know? How will Daniel? How will you know? If you keep encouraging yourself to sleep, how will you know? Because this information of one night was not known to Abednego. It was not known to Meshach. Daniel attested it. That's why he could say it. And John said, we speak of the things you have seen and heard and we have handled of the word of life. There are things you cannot beat your chest about if you have not been there. So go and stay up, dunamis. One of the sure ways is to pray in tongues for hours. Stop making excuses, because we all stream our whatever social media for hours. Whether looking for business ideas or just fluffing, we are there. Go and check your watch hours on your iPhone and see how many hours you registered last week. Be spiritual. Please tell your neighbor, be spiritual. Please tell your neighbor, be spiritual. Please tell your neighbor, wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up. There is something in you. There is something powerful in you that must rise. Let's pray in the spirit. Rise up, rise up, rise up. Ambarakato losofedia. Rabba legosote peliase. Rabbe felokono sote kabayan de silata. Rabbe lefekono kosotale ande barata. Rabbe lefekono kosutaye lekeni makasahitala. Rabbe lekono kosataye lebeleko. Rabbe la notusi. In Jesus' mighty name. You know, while we were praying, I just remembered Fatima. Do you remember? I think it was about 2 years ago. You got me a flap. Aloe vera flower pot, right? Do you know that pot is still in my house? Let's assume this is the ground level. The aloe vera refused to grow. After like over 2 years now. You remember that it's still in front of my house. Sometimes I go to the front my veranda, I look at it, and I feel sorry for it. Initially, when we had that conversation, she said, Pastor, you need to get a bigger pot. So what she got for me was supposedly a bigger pot. The thing refused. That thing did not rise above the level of the pot. Pastor, you told us a similar story like that. Huh? About a plant that the moment they changed the environment of that, it grew and became a big tree. And as we were praying, I saw that pot again. The one in my house. And the Lord said, this is what is happening to many people. They have something that is actually from the Lord. You see, the capacity of the container, the vessel, the human vessel, is too small. This thing cannot express. You have to break this thing and look for something. I know it may look, the pot may look bigger than the plant, but give it time. The scripture says, for God has hidden these things in earthen vessels. This glory, they are in earthen vessels, that the excellency might be of Christ. Listen to me, the capacity, your current capacity is small. We need to pray so that it can expand. So this next level of prayer we are praying now, I want you to pray until you feel in your spirit that there's an expansion. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Pray till you feel there is an expansion in your spirit, in your marriage, in your business, in your career. Begin to pray now until you sense that there is an expansion, until there is a breaking, until there is a breaking. Can you lift up your voice and pray? Don't be comfortable. Lift up your voice and pray until there is a breaking forth and a busting loose. Rabia nekata lekare makolo. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. I said to you, that which is impossible will become possible today. We are still going to say this prayer, but we are going to adjust it. Now, I want you to pray if you have a business or your career. Let me read a scripture to you. I want you to put up this scripture, 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 1, in Amplified. This is where we are going to pray from. I hope we can pray for another 5 minutes. I hope it's okay. One of the advantages of having a prayer partner is that if you are thinking of praying for 5 minutes, your prayer partner may be more disciplined. He will stretch the thing for you. The sons of the prophet said to Elisha, look now, this place where we live is now too what? It's too small for us. It may be provided by God, but you could have outgrown it. It may be God-given, but it might have become too small. Listen. But the law of increase states, and I quote, that you are required to look to the heavens and see that which is your expectation before you have it. Because God said to Abraham, look to the skies and count the stars. Whatever you can count, I will give to you. Now, listen to me. Some of you have businesses. You have just 2 employees, 3 employees. We want God to give you 50. That means your business must grow to the point where you will need other men. Huh? When God blessed Peter, he asked the other men, fishermen, to come and help him lift the breakthrough into... Come on, are you here? There is a kind of breakthrough you cannot hide. There is a kind of lifting that you cannot hide. Because for that lifting to be permanent, other people must benefit from it. So now we are going to pray using 2 Kings chapter 6 verse 1. And I encourage you, when you get home, find some time to pray using this scripture. As you pray this prayer, Fatima, what you are going to be doing? You are going to be seeing the next phase of your business. You are going to engage the force of your mind, Sister Remy. Huh? Pastor Buki, you are going to engage the force of your mind. As you are praying, you allow the Holy Spirit to use your mind. You will travel far. You will see yourself move out of that office space into a new facility. Bro Bimbo, you will see yourself literally having to buy, because the kind of infrastructure you now need, you cannot put all that investment in another man's property. Harvest World, you will now need to say, this place is too small. We need to buy and move. I am talking to you. They will look at you, Bro Quincy, and say, Kai, this kind of wisdom that Bro Quincy has, he needs to come to the South African office. They will change the law so that you can come. They will say, okay, be in Nigeria, but regional head for both South Africa or regional Africa, covering all the Morocco, Ghana, Nigeria, all the major points. As you are praying now, I want you to see it. If you can see it, he will give you. If you can see it, he will give you. Are you praying or are you sleeping? If you can see it, you will take it. If you can see it, you will receive it. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Olebarata sitaya. Oh, it's now too small. Ah.